So the sort of out, reached out last night, also reached out today. Then we saw what Nancy Pelosi had to say. Is there any chance something gets done here in the next couple of years?
I'm highly skeptical. I think the president doesn't fully appreciate how intrusive these investigations are going to be. There's a number of committees that have oversight, the subpoena powers they have to subpoena documents, to subpoena any official in the administration they want. They're going to start going into the bowels of a range of different agencies. And when he says there'll be a little investigating, we'll do some, they'll do some, this is highly intrusive. The base of the Democratic Party wants this. And I think he has like one speed, which is war footing. If you are at war with me, I'm at war with you. And he's not going to be interested in cooperating with them on anything else.
Go ahead.
I think that Dan's absolutely right. You always have to assume that Congress won't get something done. But Democrats are arguing they can walk and chew gum. They say Republicans had no trouble investigating the Obama administration and still trying to work with President Obama to, let's say, cut government spending. And they say that they can do the same thing and that these presidential threats are empty threats. They say he needs to show a record of accomplishment 2 years from now, so he's going to be compelled to work with them.
He is, Dan, in a more advantageous position, at least with the increased pickup in the Senate now, though.
Yeah, he's got a broader conference. He's got more Republicans in this conference. And the Republicans that replaced sitting Republicans are more Trumpy, right? Marsha Blackburn is a stronger Trump sympathizer than Bob Corker. So he's got a stronger conference.
Meaning he has to worry less about Susan Collins, potentially Lisa Murkowski on issues like cabinet, whatever else it is.
Particularly, he's going to have a combative confirmation process for new attorney general. And he now has more of a cushion with more Republicans and more Republicans that are sympathetic to him.
That helps him with all judicial nominations.
Okay. Nancy Cordes, Dan Senor, thanks very much.